I'm David Borax, 90.7 WFAE News. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney has given more details about a fatal police shooting yesterday and his department's response to protests last night in Northeast Charlotte. The shooting happened just before 4 p.m. when police went to an apartment off Old Concord Road to serve an arrest warrant. As they searched, they saw a man in a parked car. A few minutes later, an officer shot and killed the man, 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Family members have said on social media that Scott was unarmed. Police initially said Scott got out of the car with a gun, but at a press conference this morning, Chief Putney said the man actually went back to the car.
They saw the weapon in his hand the second time he exited the vehicle.
Asked if Scott threatened the officers, Putney said,
That is a part of the statements that we still have yet to get, but at this point, I don't know that he definitively pointed the weapon specifically towards an officer.
Police say they've recovered the weapon, but Putney didn't say if it was loaded. The officer who fired, Brentley Vinson, was not wearing a body cam, according to Putney. He said under state law he cannot release any police videos from the scene. Last night, about 1,000 protesters gathered on Old Concord Road near the shooting site. When protesters began throwing rocks, police fired tear gas. Putney defended his department's actions.
As always, our officers try to facilitate demonstrations and protests. They protect the rights of our citizenry. But when that behavior becomes violent, aggressive, and destructive, we have to act as we did.
Putney said 16 officers were hurt in the violence last night.